Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie, and I'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to remind you that you can find out about the selections being played today at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The theme of this podcast is Piano in the Foreground, and the goal is to play Ellington compositions by Ellington himself and also by other pianists. We started out with In a Sentimental Mood by Duke Ellington and his trio from 1953. For another interpretation of the song, we go to 1975 and we hear pianist Bill Evans with bassist Eddie Gomez. Thank you. In the early 70s, Earl Father Hines recorded a series of Duke Ellington compositions, and they were recently reissued as a 3-CD set. From this, I decided to play In a Mellow Tone. Thank you. One of the songs I played on the Ivy Anderson podcast was I've Got to Be a Rug Cutter. Well, here's Earl Garner playing that same song in 1955 with his trio. This next selection was also recorded in 1955. It's from Thelonious Monk's first Riverside album, which was called Thelonious Monk Plays Duke Ellington. He's in a trio setting here with bassist Oscar Pettiford, who was an Ellington alumnus, and drummer Kenny Clark. It's the Ellington standard, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Thank you. Moving up to the late 60s, I'd like to play another one by Errol Garner. This is his version of Satin Doll. It's from the late 60s, and you'll notice that he plays it in a different key than is usually played in. He's also taking it quite a bit slower. Thank you. We're going to hear two versions of Caravan in this podcast. The first one is by pianist Art Tatum. This is a solo version, and I promise you that there's only one person playing this. So here's Art Tatum playing Caravan. In 1962, Duke Ellington collaborated with bassist Charles Mingus and drummer Max Roach to produce the album Money Jungle. In 2013, drummer Terry Lynn Carrington did a tribute to that album entitled Money Jungle, Provocative in Blue, and I was pleasantly surprised to find out that it just wasn't a recreation. It was a brand new interpretation of the songs done on that album. The trio, in addition to Terry Lynn Carrington, is Gerald Clayton on piano and Christian McBride on bass.
People are basically vehicles to just create money, which must create more money to keep the whole thing from falling apart, which is what's happening. No profit under the current paradigm in saving lives, putting balance on this planet, having justice and peace or anything else. You have to create problems to create profit.
yourself to economic conditions that will take necessities from the many to give luxuries to the few. Leave millions of God's children smothering in an airtight cage of poverty.
The challenge we face in these early years of the 21st century is how to grow our economies and ensure shared prosperity.
I still spend about an hour a day trying to study this economy. And I'm not running for anything, and I don't have a political agenda. I tried to figure out what's
the amount of deprivation in our world still remains unacceptable. Half of our fellow human beings live on less than $2 a day. That's simply not acceptable in a civilized world.
It's important that we address the irresponsibility and recklessness that got us into this mess in the first place.
To close out, we're going to return to the composition Caravan and to Duke Ellington himself. This is from the Money Jungle album, with Duke Ellington on piano, Charles Mingus on bass, and Max Roach on drums. And this again is from 1962, Caravan. Well, that concludes today's podcast. I'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to remind you that we can be found on the web at ellingtonreflections.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My name is Steve Bowie, and I'd like to thank you again for listening and for all your kind words. And remember, as I like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something that you ought to know.